Blog Talk Radio.
This music is going to play. I don't think the music is going to play.
Of course.
All right, well,
what's going on?
Nothing much, man. All right, so we're back, guys. I guess we're having technical difficulties with the music. SFL Weekly, this is a Super Bowl edition. Your host, Cypher Simile, a.k.a. Cypher the God, a.k.a. the Chicago Bears owner. We've had a newly changing of the guard. We had GCK J Turk, a.k.a. J Turk 214, Denver Broncos owner. He had his exodus from the league. So now we have Krim, who is the Carolina Panthers owner. He's currently unavailable. Unfortunately, he's ill. We're wishing him all the best, hoping he feels better soon. We also have Goins, who is the Baltimore Ravens owner. I don't know, is Goins on the line?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there goes Goins right there. All right, then we also got, like I said, we got Krim, then we also got Q, the Truth, who is you guys' commissioner. Say hello, Q.
What's going on?
All right, so today we got just a few things we want to discuss, you know, talk about. We got award winners, we got a playoff recap, and then we got some questions and comments, concerns and whatnot from a guest host who we'll have on later, who will be Gomes again. So just getting straight into it, Q, I'm going to let you have the floor since you have the next segment.
All right, cool. Y'all can hear me, right?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
All right. I think it's safe to say this playoff, or this entire playoffs, has taken more time than any other in history, which is good and bad, because we kind of wanted pause in advance, like an elongated, you know, break in between, but usually during the off season. But there've been scheduling conflicts across the board. I hope everybody learns from it. I don't anticipate this happening again. But with this being said, there will be no game played tonight. That's the AFC game. However, on the heels of that, tomorrow, I've spoken to every participant that's still up. Tomorrow, Eastern time. I'm strictly Eastern time. I don't deal with that other time you guys talk about. 9 o'clock Eastern. Chan will play LB. We are going to get that over and done with tomorrow. Directly after that game is played, whoever the winner is, we will have the Super Bowl tomorrow as well.
Hey.
Like I said, I've already spoken with both participants. They're fully aware they got to pull double duty tomorrow. With that being the case, I've already spoken to Bryce, who's told me he's available at any time tomorrow. So, AFC title game will be wrapped up tomorrow. Directly after that, Super Bowl will be played. With that being the case, the minute the Super Bowl is over, we're going to go into the resign period. So, for those of you not going to advance from there probably until the next evening, that need to resign their players, if you do that, it'll also be the time where you see those age regressions. And that'll probably impact how you move with your team or the moves that you make going forward. So that's what we're going to do about that. Maybe the day after the resign period, we'll have a concrete off-season schedule for everybody to get that out of the way so we can get back to flowing how we were beforehand. With that being said, that's season one in the off season. As far as season two is concerned, I want to say this is not directed towards anybody and everybody too. If you so happen to be as lucky to have your opponent go on auto for you, I'm strictly looking at computer being played, times, the number of times that you're playing the computer. I've seen it with a few people. I'm not going to name anybody right now, but if I see that this upcoming season, just know it's going to be extreme disciplines going forward. There's no reason why you can have people play the computer once. If you get somebody injured, you just, you know, you tough it out, they go through it, and then you'll have somebody else trying to cut corners and playing 2, 3, 4 times. Now, if you got a concrete reason, then that's acceptable. That's different. But if this is, like, habitual, then you're probably going to have a big problem next season. Also with that, as we go into season two, you kind of want to limit the nonsense going on in the chats. Like I said, I'm not going to name anybody, not calling anybody out, don't want anybody in their feelings. But as long as it's within the context of having fun, and sometimes it's cool to be a troll, but going over the limit, which I've seen a few times, we want to get rid of that, or you will be removed from the chat. Also, during the course of this offseason, we're going to get a Tennessee owner. So we will have 32 teams or 32 owners to go into the next league year. And that's that for right now.
All right, good deal. I'm glad to hear that we'll have ourselves a 32-team league. I'm also happy to hear that the nonsense in the chat will be cut down. I know there's been a lot of issues, a lot of problems, not of late, but there have been in the, you know, the recent past. I'm just happy to hear that all those things will calm down. I know a lot of that stuff was just, it was just pure nonsensical stuff, man. Just people just taking jokes too far, other people not knowing how to take the jokes, or even just people just being a menace for no reason. So it's good to hear that all those things will be cut down, and hopefully going forward, we'll just be able to have a league that's, you know, fun, and, you know, we are able to joke with one another and be cool with it and not take it too far. So hopefully that will be the case going forward. All right, so, but with all that being said, let's go ahead and get into some of the more topics of the show. All right, so I want to run through MVP awards, offensive, defensive, all that good stuff. So run through it real quick. So congratulations to Jared Goff of the LA Rams for winning the MVP award. Russell Wilson was the runner-up, which was a shock and surprise to me. I didn't think that he was I didn't even think he was on a ballot to be number two. But, I mean, congratulations to Goff, and hopefully this letdown from this postseason, which we'll get into in a little bit, hopefully he takes that over to next season. He's able to capitalize and be better. Let's run over to Coach of the Year. Again, looks like LA Rams, Coach of the Year, Errol Spence. I didn't know that was his coach's name. Congratulations to UB on having Coach of the Year and MVP. I'm pretty sure that may not be your last. Let's run over to NFC. Offensive Player of the Year, we got Jared Goff. Defensive Player of the Year, we have Deion Jones from the Atlanta Falcons. Congratulations to UQ. Offensive Rookie of the Year, Jared Goff. And I'm pretty sure Defensive Rookie of the Year, Deion Jones. So it was a clean sweep on the Offensive, Defensive, Rookie, and Player of the Year for both Jared Goff and Deion Jones. Best Quarterback, Jared Goff. Best Running Back, Matt Jones from the Redskins. We got Best Wide Receivers, Julio Jones. But I know y'all see Alshon on there. I'm just saying, though. I was gone for like four games, but, you know. Moving on, Best OL, which I don't know how they calculate in this Madden because they don't calculate pancakes. Tyron Smith from the Cowboys. Best DL, Brandon Graham from the Eagles. Best Linebacker, Deion Jones from the Falcons. Best DB, Janoris Jenkins from the Giants. Best Kicker, Matt Prater from the Lions. All right, so moving on to the AFC. We got Offensive Player of the Year. We got Amari Cooper from the Raiders. Congratulations to the Raiders. We got Defensive Player of the Year. Who else? Bernard McKinney, who had like 50 interceptions just this one year. So congratulations, Chan, on that. Minus 26. So, yeah, 24.
Yeah.
All right, so Offensive Rookie of the Year, Will Fuller, the fifth. So, again, congratulations to Chan on that. Defensive Rookie of the Year, Stephon McClure. I did not see that one coming, but for the 4-12 Colts, Defensive Rookie of the Year, congratulations, JD. Best quarterback, Andy Dalton. Best running back, DeMarco Murray. Best wide receiver, Amari Cooper. Best OL, Andrew Whitworth. Best DL, Carlos Dunlap. Best linebacker, Bignard McKinney. Best DB, Aqib Talib. And the best kicker, Nick Novak. So, again, congratulations to all those winners. It's great to see a lot of new cats, like, having players be successful, as well as, you know, the old cats still just doing their thing. I pretty much figured that this year would be just like a wacky year where we would have, you know, teams that are shoe-ins and then new guys that come into the league perform well, not just with their players but also with their teams. So with that being said, I want to hand this over to Q before I start. Q, I heard you have some well wishes, some regards, some congrats to give out.
I'll start with my thoughts on the season as well, like, and I'll go through my predictions. I shouldn't be surprised, but I kind of am, because every cycle, the first season always shakes out a little differently than what happens with the cycle. Not to say that this wouldn't be the norm going forward, we don't know. But like I'm saying, the first season is always out of left field, I guess. So, like, okay. All right, let's do it like this. This will play out one of two scenarios, right? LB versus Champ. You ask me to pick a winner right now, I'll probably say LB. And that is, this is perfect for going. Everybody gets the matchup that, well, I guess, you know, Goins and his squad would like to see. And then, like, I guess from a WWE perspective, it's a lot of you know, trash talk and things of that nature at that point, which I think is cool. Chan does have a shot. Let me say this, though. I think if Chan makes it to the Super Bowl, I think the Eagles win convincingly. I think if LB makes it to the Super Bowl, it's a coin flip. The reason I say that is play style. But if LB plays how he's been playing, like the last quarter of the season, then I think Philly will win his first chip. But if LB plays how he played like the first 10 games of the year, then I can see him winning at the end, so to speak. But I have to root for the NFC because I don't really like the AFC. I'm not biased towards them, just saying. As far as next season is concerned, I think the NFC East is the best conference that we have in this, in the NFC, you know, probably in the whole league. Just looking at how everything played out, everybody had a winning record. Everything went down to the, you know, to the last week, the last games, all of the interdivisional games. Guys got knocked out of the playoffs by one another. I think you'll see more of the same again, but probably not the same division winner, but the same guys making the playoffs. In the West, I expect Marvin to get back to where he was, barring injury and things of that nature. As far as the AFC is concerned, it's like one huge-ass coin flip, to be honest with you. But take time out right now. We give Goins a little appreciation, because the slander before the year was that he couldn't talk, so to speak, at the big boy table because he had never made the playoffs. But now he went to the playoffs. You know, that's kind of like brushing the dust off your shoulder moment. Not only did he get there, but he had to play somebody who had defeated him two times prior in the same season. And call a spade, he won emphatically. and then went to the divisional round versus the one seed as the six. And let's be honest, if not for a holding call or the run play, then it's probably Goins that's playing Chan right now and not LB, because he took LB to the absolute limit. So shout out to Goins in regards to that. Rob, for all of his trash talk, all of the bravado, didn't really amount to anything, because Goins killed AJ Green in the last game of the season. And yes, he acquired Davon, but he looked completely lost on offense without AJ Green. You know, I'm not going to get into playbook gate or anything like that, but I'm going to say right now that the AFC North goes through Goins. That goes through Goins. I'm going to say the West goes through Mike. And realistically, Mike, had he had not fucked off. Like, the whole AFC playoffs should have been a lot more different than it played out. That's what I mean about season one. But I'm looking forward to next season, because it's some things that's going on. So, and congrats to Philly for making it. You know what I mean? I'm looking forward to year two right now. That's it right now. That's all I got to say.
I feel like a lot of us are definitely surprised that Goins advanced as far as he did. And even watching that game against LB, you just had to feel that Goins was in control. Like, it was Goins' pace of game. Goins was dictating everything that was going on. Really, like you said, that holding call, that one holding call, it wiped out the whole game. Like, nothing else mattered that game except for that one holding call. And you don't want to just blame a loss on one player, but you know it's kind of hard not to do so. I mean, Goins had led a drive to – well, first of all, let's admit, Goins got conservative towards the end. He did.
Why don't you let Goins speak on the game, though? I mean, he's here. You know what I'm saying?
You know what, Goins? Yeah, go ahead, speak on it, man. Tell us about this game that you played against LB. What were you thinking? How were you feeling during this game?
Well, let me bring you back. You feel me? So you know, I finished the season 8-8. I lost to Rob. And I was like, yo, bro, it's ding ding, it's over. But Kansas City somehow lost to San Diego, and I magically make it to the wild card. So I'm playing Rob, right? Back in my mind, I already know it's a wrap. Rob got slapped up real quick, bye-bye, real fast, knocked him out. Now I'm moving on to LB. That entire game versus LB, you can't tell me I wasn't on my ish. I was out there like, hey, we going to make it do what it do. I'm out there throwing bombs, you feel me? He did a good job shutting down Perriman, to be honest. I couldn't really stress the field like I wanted to, but I tried to mix it up, try not to be so one-dimensional in the run game. I mean, in the pass game, try to make some run in there. I did get conservative towards the end because I feel like LB style of offense is so slow and boring. And if you don't pay attention, he'll just literally cause you to defeat yourself. He plays good defense. I wouldn't say, well, let me not say good defense. He plays defense where he just sits back and sends all different types of pressure. So if you're a player that knows how to, like, adjust to different – he'll come out in something that looks like something that's not. Like, he disguises coverages. He's good at defense, all right? He's good. But his offense is so slow and non-explosive that you'll sit there and be like, man, am I playing the computer? What's happening right now? But go
you
back
got
to
old
the
man
game, offense. You know? Yeah, well, he is an old man, so let's be honest here. So let's go back to the game, you feel me? My boy Jimmy Smith just got that pick six, you feel me? I'm feeling myself. I'm like, oh, your boy about to go ahead and kill it, go to the divisional, you know, show him what's good. The conference, and I was going to show him what's good anyway. So get back to it, you feel me? Like, I can't remember how much time left was in the fourth. I'm driving, though. You can't tell me I'm not driving. I hit him with a smooth play call, you feel me, on my Belichick, straight wide receiver screen, goes for like 19 yards. In the back of my mind, I'm like, oh, it's a wrap. your boy Tucker about to come in the game, shut it down, it's over. But, you know, we get that call, that holding call, my boy Stanley. You know, he is a rookie. I mean, he has the clutch trait. I don't know why. I mean, that holding call really killed me on that one. But it is what it is. LB played a great game. I think,
hey, B set patching through. My bad.
I think this season, I really let them know, like, you know, a lot of people think that, you know, I'm trash, like I'm just that. Whoa, hello? Who is this I'm speaking to?
Cheerleading
ass. Are you talking? Oh, I'm a cheerleader?
Hell yeah, you're a cheerleader.
Because I'm putting on for
just because I have my phone. I heard some great bonds, my nigga.
I can't cheer on my friends. Want them to be successful.
Hold on. All right, so what is this cheerleader fiasco that you're speaking of? Why don't you tell us about it?
Know what I'm talking about.
So you're telling me you're upset because
I'm not upset.
I was cheering on. Oh, so
yeah,
I mean, I like if. Okay, well, let me be that.
All right. That's what you are.
Okay, that's cool. Back to what I was saying. I mean, I think that it was a good game. I felt like, you know, I played a hell of a game on offense, a hell of a game on defense. Going into next season, I think if I, you know, straighten up, tighten up on a couple things, that I'm really going to run the table in the AFC. I also want to shout out, I think season one was a really good season. I'm happy to see not the same faces always at the top. You know, we have new people coming in, new teams that's actually doing well. Some guys that's really, you know, making the league fun again. It gets kind of dry and stale to me to see the same people over and over, you know, have success. Not saying that they don't deserve it. Not saying that they're not good at what they do, because apparently they are. They keep winning. But it's also good to see new people start on a come up. The NFC East was a hell of a division this year. Man, like, come on. Everybody going to double-digit wins. I mean, that's a hell of a division. I also want to give a shout-out to the AFC West. Even though Turk left, that division was a hell of a division also. I think season one was a really good season overall. I think we got a good group this year. I feel like if everybody stays niche and, you know, keep playing their games, keep following the rules, everything will be gravy. I definitely want to give a shout out to Bryce. Bryce really came on the scene, got things done. I do think whoever he plays, either it's LB or Chan, he'll win the Super Bowl, and that's really all I got.
All right, well, you know what? While we're on the discussion of playoffs and whatnot, do me a favor, Goins. Tell me who is your biggest surprise and who is your biggest disappointment in the playoffs. And then after you, I'll go to B and then Q.
Okay. My biggest disappointment is going to definitely have to be the Raiders. I think the Raiders really, you know, they fought so hard to win that division and to go into the wild card and to lose to the Dolphins the way they did is very disappointing. I felt like that entire game, I don't know if you guys watched it, he had control of it. He played shut down defense. He had a moment to send it into overtime, but he wanted to go ahead and try to cash it in and take the game. But unfortunately, we had to drop it in zone. You said surprises in the playoffs?
Yes, sir.
My surprise is definitely the Redskins losing the way they lost to Atlanta. I really thought, you know, I mean, I was expecting a good game, but after watching what Kirk Cousins went out there and did versus Atlanta, I was like, man, I don't know what's going on. But I'm pretty sure going into the offseason and going into season two, of course, the Redskins are going to get better. He's going to figure it out. And next year, really start running the table in the NFC East.
All right. Okay. B, you up? B, you there? B is gone.
All right. I'm all right, Q, on deck. All right, surprises and disappointments, right?
Yes, sir.
My biggest disappointment, no shade, it was probably Marvin. Reason being, he's a champion. You know what I mean? Set the bar real high for guys that I know can get it done versus anybody in the league. You know what I'm saying? And you just had an unfortunate string of what seemed like two or three injuries a game, and it was always star players. But despite that, he played every game tough. Every game pretty much went down to the wire. And, you know, in the end, he ended up losing. I think he actually, you know, he ended up tying with AC. And I think that's what pretty much in the end cost AC to not win his division, which was funny. But that would be my disappointment. My surprise, you know what? My surprise is Oakland. Because Mike improved in a very short amount of time. Mike can tell you himself, when I played Mike, the last time, not this season, prior to the season, last time I played Mike, I scored like 70-something. And the majority of that was by halftime. And we just, like, kind of chilled out. And talking with him, he was saying, you know, there were things that he had to improve because I could have scored like 100 on him or whatever. So when I played him this year, I don't want to say I overlooked him, but I'm like, all right, I'm about to make money. You know what I mean? But I went out there and I struggled. I had to earn that. And I'm like, all right, well, let me see if this is a fluke. And he started off slow. But mid-season, he started cooking with gas. You see, he got people committing SFL suicide right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got people killing themselves. And then, I mean, it was called spade a spade. And he had not dumbed out versus Miami. Then he's in the next round. He's playing a chance.
Yo.
You know what I mean? So, small surprise and my disappointment, right?
Hey,
hey. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, my bad. My phone fell and that shit, my battery came out.
No worries, man. We were just on the segment of just your biggest surprise and your biggest disappointment from this season, and you're up next.
Oh, biggest surprise. Biggest surprise is probably the Eagles, dude. But then again, if you look at the SFL trend, season one, it's always an outcast that, you know, makes it or wins the Super Bowl. And then season two and beyond, the SFL regulates itself. So I'm not too worried about that. It's been like that in every first season. So I'd say he's the biggest surprise. But then again, he does have a pretty good roster. Biggest disappointment? I think the biggest disappointment would be the Chiefs. I thought they was gonna make the playoffs, but they wound up not making it.
All right.
That's about it.
All right. So I'll quickly run through mine. My biggest disappointment was Turk and his Broncos, just playing him offline and whatnot. You know, I just figured he would be one of the bigger surprises. But as Dennis Green said, you know, he was who we thought he was. You know, he defeats himself on offense, defense is autopilot, but, you know, he's gone now. So that's pretty much that. My biggest surprise, though, was the Vikings. The Vikings had, I think, one win going into week 11 or something like that. And then they played against Marv, and then they won, like 7 of their last 8 games or something like that, or 6 or something like that. I don't know. I'm not good at math. But anywho, he got all those wins and then ended up making the playoffs, and not just making the playoffs, but giving himself a postseason win. I didn't expect that. I didn't expect him to go out and perform against Gabe and actually get a win. But, you know, when you're a hot team, you're a hot team. So it was pleasant to see that. Somebody from the North was representing. So shout out to Lee for that. But, yeah, that's pretty much it for that. So I want to go into these guest questions with the new Dallas Cowboys owner, William Gomes. William Gomes, are you there, sir?
Yo, what up?
What's going on, Gomes? All right, so I got a couple of questions for you, man. So the first question I got for you, now that you're out of Minnesota, you know, you're in Dallas now, your new digs, you get a full off season, a full season ahead of you. What exactly are your expectations for this upcoming year?
Well, now that I got all my players, I'm definitely going to make playoffs. I was pretty surprised at how crazy my division was. So, I mean, everybody had double-digit wins. So I was one win out from making playoffs. So with a full team, I know I can make it.
Okay. What about your biggest in-division competition? Do you feel like it's Gabe, AC, Bryce? I mean, you got a triple juggernaut.
Yeah, I mean, the Giants are pretty cool. I like playing against him. The Eagles, they have a stupid gamer tag, but they're pretty cool to play against. And I don't know, the Redskins, they're just gay. I don't even know how they made playoffs. So,
I can tell you how they made the playoffs.
Yeah, by being so gay that everyone's like, welcome to the playoffs, you gay lord. So stupid. I hate that guy.
Why do you?
I don't know, man. I'm a cowboy. I shoot Redskins. I just hate the Redskins in real life, too. So it's actually awesome that somebody I don't like has the Redskins. So can't wait to run all over him with Ezekiel. It's going to be good.
Jeez.
But
all right.
You going to actually use the right analog to you?
Oh, well, I only have to truck. I mean, it's Ezekiel. His weak little freaking defense. Who's going to stop me? Honestly, truck, injure some dude, put it over the top with Prescott. Smoke a joint, laugh.
Truck left and alone, unstoppable, right?
Truck stick, all day, just like the hit stick. Sit there and practice my hit stick, get those thumbs ready to kill. Definitely when I'm playing AC.
Jeez, man.
Why do you have this issue with him, man?
Well, he came in and he beat me. And he kind of made it look easy, so in his mind, he thinks that, like, he's so much better, but actually,
he is so much better.
So, it's going to be great. It's going to be a great new season with my full team. It obviously takes a couple games to get used to the new Madden, so now that I got that out of the way, right?
Do you feel like with this upcoming draft, that you'll be able to find a Middlebrooks to help terrorize the rest of the league, being like in your division, AC? Do you feel like you'll find somebody like that this time around, or are you looking for a different area of need this time? Or
well, super desperate for a corner, but when I look at the draft class, I don't think that's happening. So unless some crazy trades go off, I don't think anybody's getting a good corner. Except
really,
for the number one pick.
Probably one or two good corners, and then that's it. Everything else is pretty much barren on that side of things.
Yeah. Same with the linebackers, too, I noticed.
Yeah, linebackers are pretty scarce, too. Bye.
Corner, holla at
Thank you, Goins.
I got a question for you, Goins.
Yeah. Question?
Where do you rank yourself amongst the owners in the SFL?
I don't know. There's a lot of new people who are actually, like, really good. So since I had a kind of crappy season, I wasn't following it as much. And where would I rank myself? I don't know. Probably above. Probably in the top 50%. But obviously I need to make playoffs to actually be able to be, like, say that I'm good.
Pretty
Yeah, top 16, probably like, yeah, top 16.
Okay. That was it.
So, should be good. I'm excited to get started. If anybody wants Randy Gregory, let me know. He's for sale.
Need a corner. Call Atlanta.
Okay. Do you want Randy Gregory? Let me know. He can all go right. For cheap.
All right, let's close this. Y'all are stupid.
We'll
let's
talk.
Close this. All right. All right,
guys.
So,
thanks for having
again,
me on the show.
Well, hold on, Gohan. Do you have any parting shots or anything before you go?
You ain't shit.
Well, I think I already took my shots, just saying that I'm going to destroy AC for the rest of this year and then next year. So, shout out to Leaf. Keep it real. Keep picking apples for your girl so you don't get grounded. and yeah,
all right, Gomes,
smoking weed now.
All right, Gomes. Thanks for joining us on the show, man. You be easy.
All right,
blame
later.
You for that, 100%. That was your fault.
All right, man. So, all right, so we're about to go ahead and close the show out, man. Let me just run around the table real quick, see if we got anything. Q, you got anything for us?
I got players, not all of them. They're not all for sale. I'm not planning on moving Beasley. But if the price is right, Beasley can be moved tonight. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to have to be wooed with an offer. I'm not going to sit here and bullshit you. Do not ask me for Deion Jones. Deion Jones still didn't get all his points, but that's besides the point. You need a player? Highlight me. I'm not super attached to corners like how do you guys be hoarding. You know what I mean? I'm here. Pretty much that.
All right.
Quim, you want me $6?
You got anything?
Redemption till season 2.
All right, Goins, you got anything?
I was just saying that, you know, I'm excited for season 2 like everybody else. It's clear right now that AFC North is definitely mine, bro. It's trash. We finna run it up next year. For real, for real. Shout out to them Eagles. They're about to get it done.
Jesus Christ.
All right. Okay. All right. So I'll just say this, and then I'll end it. I'm probably not going to be at the draft, so the number 13 pick is available. Just get
it's
at
11.
Me. PM me. Cypher to God. Cypher Simile.
That,
hit me up in the chat.
The 11th
pick. Hey, the 11th pick? Oh, I got the 11th
yes.
pick. So, yeah, just please just let me know.
The picks
it's
have
for picked sale, so
oh,
low,
yeah,
low.
Gurley is available.
Todd Gurley's available. Hey. Look, man, it's a fire sale around here, man. Just holla at us. We going to go ahead and cut this out. Y'all be easy. Thanks for joining us. Peace.
Jersey.